Yeah. And then we'll just go back to something like that.
Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league homer with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Row does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7 patrolling center field like a safety should?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in. 3-0 Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it! DeMarco! 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
Drive Time, everybody. How are you? Coming to you tonight from the Rockets Bookstore here on the campus of the University of Toledo. As always, this show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Speaking of the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, the Black Friday sale continues tonight through 9 o'clock. So get up to the superstore. Tell the low payment king that we sent you. A lot of great deals up there. How about this one? 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab, $158 a month. That is for a 39-month lease. Ken, glad to have you on board, everybody. Good show lined up tonight. 5'10", Terry Swanson, University of Toledo running back. And between him and Logan Woodside, the Rockets are the MAC champions. Congratulations to them. That's a 45-28 win over Akron. Really, the score was not that close. First win of a MAC championship since 2004. Hats off to Jason Candle, the entire University of Toledo Rockets football team. Job well done. Terry Swanson, 180 yards, by the way, in the championship game against Akron. He'll join us at 5:10. Dave Briggs then will join us at 5:25. He had a good column today, you know, regarding Ohio State not getting in. We'll touch on that and kind of throw that around back and forth a little bit. Then Sean Belisian at 5:35. We'll talk Lions. You know, I have to laugh. I saw a headline today, and it was perfect. The Silver Dome is left standing, does not implode. Lions do implode in Baltimore, so the Lions now have dropped to 6-6. We'll get an update on Matthew Stafford and his hand situation as well. 4 games left for the Lions. At Tampa Bay, home against Chicago, at Cincinnati, and home against the Green Bay Packers. The bowl schedule is out. I mean, just some ones that we should touch on. The University of Toledo Rockets will take on Appalachian State. That is the Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Some of the folks here at Rockets Bookstore were talking about this today, wondering, you know, the Bahamas Bowl, Friday the 22nd from Nassau, and maybe the Boca Raton Bowl, which I didn't really agree with there. That's on Tuesday the 19th. I just don't think, for me, full bowl season would be in swing. But the important games, Toledo, Appalachian State. Rockets, by the way, are favored by 7 in that game. Other games, MAC teams, Duke and the Northern Illinois. That's at the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Thursday, the 28th of December, Michigan State taking on Washington State. That's the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. Buckeyes going to the Cotton Bowl against USC. Good matchup there. That, is, again, is on Friday the 29th, and the Buckeyes are favored in that one by 6.5. By the way, Miami, a 6.5-point favorite over Wisconsin. Michigan, the Outback Bowl, that is on January the 1st against South Carolina. Michigan's getting 8.5 in that one. Notre Dame, LSU, Citrus Bowl on the 1st. And then, now to play for the national championship. Oklahoma and Georgia, Rose Bowl, Pasadena, 1-point favorite, Oklahoma. You know, Alabama opened as a 1.5-point favorite over Clemson. I did see some websites today that Clemson has brought that back closer to even. So we're going to talk Buckeyes and why they didn't get in. You know, I got to tell you, they're the Big Ten champs. They had 2 wins against top 10 teams, actually top 4 teams. And, again, they just do not get in. You know, I guess the one thing, and I'm going to talk to Dave Briggs about this, and Dave Briggs, you know, kind of nailed it. We had the folks in the committee really talking about what a razor-thin difference it was between Ohio State at number 8 and Wisconsin at number 4. And Alabama, of course, at number 5. Then all of a sudden they come out, well, if it's so razor-thin, Alabama does not play. The Ohio State Buckeyes beat the number 4. Well, it couldn't have been that razor-thin or Ohio State would have got in. I've heard both sides of this argument. To me, it goes back. If you get routed in Iowa like the Ohio State Buckeyes did, I kind of understand. I mean, we said it on this show that night that that was the real bugaboo. Not trying to be master of the obvious here, but that one killed them. That killed the Buckeyes' chances for a national championship run. Speaking of running, what a great career and what a great run he had, including 180 yards against Akron in the MAC championship game. University of Toledo running back. Hats off to Terry Swanson, who'll join us after this timeout. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Rockets Bookstore here at the campus, University of Toledo. By the way, MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. One more time, MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. They start, again, also 100th anniversary football T-shirts as well, starting at $16.99. Great gift ideas as we come to you tonight from the campus here at the University of Toledo. This is ESPN 106.5 Toledo, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes and Detroit Lions. Joining us now is Terry Swanson. We were watching, of course, as the Rockets win the MAC championship over Akron 45-28. Congratulations, Mr. Terry Swanson, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
No, great stuff. Congratulations to you guys. Takes a lot of hard work. First championship for the Rockets since 2004. Hey, we were talking about this last week, and listen, he's a great teammate and a great quarterback and a guy that I know you have a great relationship with, and Logan Woodside. Everybody talks about the numbers he puts up. It's been phenomenal. What a great ride on his right arm. But I told people this, you can't do that without a solid running game. Your career number's phenomenal, 180 yards, as we mentioned on Saturday. So hats off to opening things up for this Rockets team.
Yeah, thank you. I just have to give my credit to the, you know, offensive line. You know, those guys, they have just, you know, been phenomenal all year and been through a lot of adversity with that room, you know, with injuries. And they just, you know, didn't lose a step.
You know, you were quoting the Blade today, Terry Swanson, about those guys opening up holes and, you know, you just hitting those holes. But I also liked, after watching numerous games this year, your tenacity to be able to take a hit and cut in the open field as well. Is that something that you feel as your career's gone on you got better at?
Yeah, most definitely. And I have to, you know, give my hats off to, you know, Kareem and Damian Jones and Moore and Mark Remy, those guys. They showed me, you know, how to do some of those things, you know, when I came in as a young guy.
You know what? One of the guys here, Terry Swanson, asked me to ask you, and I said, you know what? I already have that on my list, and I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit. Of course, your good friend Kareem Hunt with Kansas City, who, by the way, a little bit of turmoil going over there and who's going to be calling the offensive plays down the stretch. But the question is, and I think you know what's coming here, how about you on Sundays? Is that an aspiration? And if you want to play on Sundays, what do you think you have to do?
it's most definitely a dream of mine, you know, that I'm going to pursue. But I feel like, you know, I just have to continue to keep working hard and just trying to get better, you know, and just learn about the game of football more, you know, each and every day.
When you talk about learning about the game of football, Terry Swanson, what exactly do you mean like that for our listeners?
What I mean in that is just studying defenses, breaking them down, you know, how linemen stunt and how backers, you know, fill gaps and safeties and how they fill gaps, and even knowing, you know, what coverages the defense will be in sometimes.
How about from a physical standpoint? Anything special that you'll be doing to prepare yourself for the combines and for the scouts of various teams in the league?
I'll definitely be, you know, working on my speed. You know, guys want to see me run. I believe I have good speed, but it can improve. People want to see me catch the ball. I feel like I'm a great receiver, you know, coming out of the backfield. And just, you know, blocking. My blocking game has continued to get better each and every year, and I'm just going to have to, you know, keep working on that, you know, to show that I'm an every down type of back.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's a team about 55 miles to the north of here that hasn't had a running back since Barry Sanders, as long as I'm concerned. I told people last year Lions should have drafted Kareem Hunt. And Matt Stafford and the Lions, will be talking about that a little bit further down the road on the show tonight. Hey, Terry, tell me a little bit about Appalachian State. Of course, you guys got beaten a great football game. Didn't go the Rockets' way last year. Are you excited about the Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama? I was looking at the other bowl games today. There were some other MAC teams. I mean, one team's going to the Bahamas. And tell me a little bit about that. Because Appalachian State beat you last year, I'm sure there's that revenge factor going. Anything else that stands out about this?
You know, like you said, it's another chance to play, you know, those guys in the rematch. That's something, you know, we're excited about. You know, we take pride, you know, with winning. You know, when they give, those guys gave us a loss last year. But the food down there, I have to admit, the food down there is amazing. They provide Zaxby's. Events are great, you know, in every time that we've been in Alabama. So, you know, this team is excited for that.
Hey, tell me about what's your playing weight right now.
My playing weight is about 208.
So you're going to go down there to Mobile, Alabama. I don't want you playing at 215 down there now. Hey, preparation for this. What's Jason Candle doing, Terry? I mean, were you guys off this week, or what's the schedule for our listeners? Take us inside the locker room, right? How do you prepare after all year long, even though this Maction situation is a lot of fans not, you know, big fans of that, but preparing for a game that's not until 2 days before Christmas. Tell me about that. How do you manage that?
You know, Coach Candle, he has a good enough balance that he works with us, you know, and either being in the film room or working out and having practice. So he's going to do a good job, you know, just keeping us balanced of, you know, not going in and beating our bodies up, but still having the mental aspect of it.
Terry, did I miss anything you want to touch on?
You pretty much covered it all.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on. We really enjoyed watching you play. We love it when the seniors do great things. Good stuff. Congratulations, and good luck in the bowl game.
Thank you, and I appreciate it for having me on.
That's Terry Swanson, running back, University of Toledo Rockets. What a great year he had, and off to Mobile, Alabama, hoping it doesn't go down there and load up. I mean, we understand how quickly those things can happen. Again, what's the date today? Today is the 4th. So what do you got? You got 19 days between games. And believe me, that is something to manage when it comes to your weight, to your quickness, flexibility. On the other side of the coin, time of the year, and everybody's banged up. Believe me, everybody's banged up. Good time to kind of heal and rest some of those bruises as well. Dave Briggs right around the corner. This is Drive Time. My name's Mike Miller, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Get there tonight. Open till 9, Black Friday. Great, great deals continues to closing tonight up at the Monroe Superstore.
5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We're at Rockets Bookstore on campus here at the University of Toledo. MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. By the way, 100th anniversary of football team T-shirts. Available as well at $16.99. Great selection. Again, championship T-shirts here tomorrow. Great folks, helpful staff. They do it right here at the Rockets Bookstore. Talk to Terry Swanson, University of Toledo running back in the first portion of the show tonight. Dave Briggs, columnist for the Toledo Blade, joins us now. Hello, Briggsy. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
Very good. Terry Swanson going to be able to play on Sundays, do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's one of the pretty proud lineage of running backs at the University of Toledo, and he's certainly one of the best of them to come through. You know, you talk about Chester Taylor and Kareem Hunt and David Flewell on these guys in the modern days, and all have gone on to the NFL. And yeah, I absolutely think he might not enjoy quite as much success as Kareem Hunt has this season, but who will? Now, I absolutely expect him to have a chance to make the roster next year.
Sound like a pretty good kid. He was great at the show tonight. And I guess the other one I'll ask you about, and with all the quarterbacking turmoil everywhere, and we asked Bruce Gradkowski this last week as well. I think you know the answer to this. So, again, not trying to be master of the obvious here. Logan Woodside on Sundays. What's your take?
Yeah, no, I absolutely think he's got a great chance to stick around in this league. You know, he's one of the, you know, the all-time leading passer in Toledo history, which is saying a lot when you talk about guys like Bruce Gradkowski in the mix there. You know, I've said it before. I mean, this is a guy who would start at most power conference schools, right the past two or three years. So he's a good one. He's got size, a big arm, very smart, very accurate. I see him sticking around.
You know what? That just conjured up a thought here when you say he could probably play at most Power 5 schools. Michigan could have used him down the stretch, come to think of it, towards the end of the year as well. Hey, I read your column today, and I said it, and again, I that loss to Iowa to me when, you know, the Ohio State Buckeyes got, you know, bombed 55-24. That was the nail in the coffin for me, even though, as you mentioned in your story as well, and I've talked about this numerous times, about the committee saying, hey, this is razor thin. This can go any way. And all of a sudden you're thinking, you know, lo and behold, Ohio State wins. They beat number 4, Alabama's idol, and they get in. So it must have not been that razor thin. So I'm guessing that was a bit of a marketing ploy on the committee's part.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the committee's decision was absolutely fine. I don't think there was any right or wrong answer in the debate between Ohio State or Alabama. Both teams were flawed. Both teams had cases to be in. You're right. I mean, the committee was, you know, these weekly selection shows are just such a made for TV farce. And I understand why they do it. I mean, it gets good ratings for ESPN. But just kind of trotting Kirby Hoka, the selection committee chairman, out on the cameras each week to kind of explain the decisions of 13 men who think differently. And, you know, he's going to contradict himself each week. And it's just kind of, it just kind of strikes me as a disingenuous farce when he comes out there each week and just kind of blows smoke. And, you know, you're right. I mean, last week, on Tuesday, he says Ohio State and Alabama are very close. You know, there's nothing really separating these teams. Then Ohio State goes out and beats the only undefeated, their only perfect Power 5 team in the country. And then while Alabama watches at home, and then suddenly it goes from very close to Alabama is unequivocally better. So none of it makes any sense, but I guess, it's also what can you do? I mean, it's a fair decision.
Oh, it is a fair decision. I get it. The debate is one thing. I had to laugh. I was in Canada yesterday, and football coverage up there, I say this much, it's sparse at times anyways, but I walked into the media room to do a hockey game last night, and a lot of the guys there know I'm an Ohio State fan. The selection had already been made. We had a 2 o'clock face-off yesterday. They were kind of shocked, and I'm a big Urban Meyer fan, and not so much, I don't know, with Nick Saban. But anyways, they were just shocked that these coaches actually either go on ESPN or Fox and, you know, get up and try to sell their case for getting in. And I guess my answer to this was the reporter asked Urban Meyer if he thinks he should get in. Well, he's not going to sit there and say, no, we don't deserve to get in there. I mean, he's got to really defend why he thinks his team's getting in there. So we had a pretty good debate and a funny conversation yesterday about that, about coaches pining to get in. Well, if you're asked the question, that's what you got to say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Urban Meyer's been the king of this over the years. You know, going back to 2006 when he was at Florida, he was the one leading the charge, saying there's absolutely no way Michigan should get another chance at Ohio State after they played that 1-2 game. You know, he said they already had their chance, they lost it. Let someone else have a chance. Then in 2014, you know, after the game, you know, he very strongly said this is absolutely one of the four best teams in the country. We deserve a chance. It was a little bit different. This year, I kind of got the sense that he kind of wanted to, after the Iowa loss, they just kind of closed ranks a little bit. I know that's a cliche, and just kind of didn't think anything other than, you know, what they could control. And he really went out of his way to avoid any playoff talk this year. And he didn't make I didn't think he did too much campaigning afterward, which was fine. You're right. He did say, I forget exactly what he said. I know you have the quotes there in front of you, but yeah, no, it is interesting how these, Urban Meyer's in the press conference, and then all of a sudden you see Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama, at midnight calling into SportsCenter to make his case. So it's a little, it's an interesting world.
No, it's very interesting. That's what I told guys. I said, geez, I mean, Nick Saban's on the phone about an hour and a half later making his case. So it's a new dynamic. I guess I'll put it that way as well. Hey, I don't want to spend too much time in this, but I did touch on it, and I've seen this over the years in sports as Dave Briggs joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line, ingredients you can trust. Quick reminder, I'm coming to you from Rockets Bookstore on campus, by the way. MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. Come on in and get them. That'll be a hot item, by the way. But the come-from-behind late win against Penn State. In your eyes, Dave Briggs, how big a factor was that getting blown away in Iowa?
Absolutely. I mean, the Iowa loss was solely what kept them out. I mean, you can have a
– after the Penn State – I mean, I guess the way I'm looking at this, from a hockey perspective, I probably shouldn't. My apologies. But, you know, you have a come-from-behind, an emotional win, then all of a sudden the next game seems like there's a letdown. After the Penn State come-from-behind win, do you think that was a factor in them getting blown out at Iowa? Hello? All right, I think we lost Dave Briggs there. I think, you know, really that was one of the factors for me. I mean, you come off that emotional high and that crazy win against Penn State, and lo and behold, you find you're still maybe in your subconscious still celebrating and replaying that tremendous win. Then all of a sudden you're in another football game, and it's, you know, halftime before you realize that you got to play. So, I really kind of think that that was a factor in that one as well. Quick reminder, MAC Championship T-shirts are here tomorrow. 100th anniversary, 13-year anniversary of the last MAC win, 100th anniversary football team T-shirts available as well, $16.99. MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. Sean Belizean's going to join us at 5:35 tonight, efforting to get Dave Briggs back on the line here on Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. Belizean will join us at 5:35 after the TAS Electronics update. So, again, how we doing, Jim? All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a timeout anyways. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. Talking Lions after this timeout.
It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. A little John C. Fogerty for you there, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Coming to you from Rockets Bookstore in the campus, University of Toledo. MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. 100 anniversary football team t-shirts already here at $16.99. Great selection of everything as they look around this wonderful layout in this store. Unbelievable. Great folks, great service. Rachel Davis will join us here in just a little bit to talk about what's going on holiday season. Rockets Bookstore, Bancroft, right here on campus. Talk to Terry Swanson, running back, University of Toledo. Hats off to them. MAC championship over Akron. I think he's going to play on Sundays. Who knows? Maybe a team up north that needs a running back. They missed on Kareem Hunt. Dave Briggs joined us, Blade columnist, talked about the Buckeyes, talked about the Rockets as well, touched on football, the bowl rankings, Ohio State, why they didn't get in, maybe why they should have, why they shouldn't have. Lost to Iowa sealed it for me, even though I'm a Buckeye fan. That was the nail in the coffin. Joining us now, Sean Belizean, Detroit Lions Radio Network and other outlets as well. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Mike, outstanding. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time, as always. You know what? You've been in this business long enough, and so have I. And I know it's a cliche, but every time I ask a coach what's important to get 2 points or win a game, regardless of the sport, most of the time they say is, hey, we got to get off to a good start. And boy, to me, this is turning into a bugaboo for Jim Caldwell and the Lions, and I don't want to say his team isn't prepared, but I'd like to see a little fire at the start of the game and guys acting like the game means something. I don't know what the number is, but I'll guarantee you they're getting blown out in the first quarter.
Yeah, I believe it's 36-3, right off the top of my head. I think it's 36-3 the last few games. And, you know, Mike, the interesting thing about it is once or twice, okay, it's going to happen. But when it happens 4 times in a row, especially in games of the magnitude that Thanksgiving was, that certainly yesterday was, when it happens in games like that, look, everything is out there. Everything is going to be discussed, including some of the things that you mentioned. What's the problem? Don't they have them prepared? What's the problem? Why isn't there a lack of urgency? So all of those things are now in play. You open up that door by virtue of what you aren't doing in the first quarter of games. And I hope that they understand that. People are going to have questions, and rightfully so.
You know what, Sean? Something else is starting to stand out to me, and it you know, I didn't drag you on here to talk about a bunch of negatives, but it's part of the story now. I'd have the pom-poms out if we had some good things to talk about. I don't know if it's my imagination, late November, December, and listen, I was running around today. I should have looked this up, but I'm guessing their record is not very good late November and December. If my older memory serves me right, this has been a problem as well.
Yeah, this has been now, I believe it was 8-16 over the last 5 years, where you're talking about just December and January games. And you have to remember, one of those years is when they went on that big run during the 2015 season and won a slew of games down the stretch. So this has been a problem for a while now, and in fairness, it's been a problem for not only Jim Schwartz, he has to own a couple of those years in that time frame, but certainly for Jim Caldwell. And, I think, Mike, the one thing that I think it holds a little water here is time and time again you hear Jim Caldwell say, we don't look at this as a must win, or we don't look at this as the season being over, or the biggest game of the season. Perhaps they should start doing that, because unfortunately, again, when you come out and you look as bad as they have against Minnesota and against Baltimore, I mean, the first quarter and the fourth quarters were, there's no other way to say it. I'm with you. I wish I could pull out my Honolulu blue and silver pom-poms and jump up and down and say, yay, team. But it was ugly. That was very, very ugly. And they got smoked by a team that isn't very good. And I don't mean any disrespect when I say that. The National Football League is a league of parity now, and you have your fair share of mediocre teams, and certainly the Lions, by every indication, are one of them. I think when you get smoked by that, like that, by another mediocre team, Mike, that's what really makes you hang your head.
No, apologize. I had a delay there. Sean Belizean joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. I'm coming to you from the Rockets bookstore. MAC Championship T-shirts will be here tomorrow. Hey, update on Matt Stafford, Sean. Got anything?
He says he's fine, and you know what? It was great to hear that they came out. They said it was a bruise because that didn't look good. The way he was holding his hand didn't look good. And it is, unless it's something absolutely severe, Mike, there is no question in my mind he will be on the field. It wasn't that long ago that people were questioning his toughness, which kind of makes you giggle right now. And the term China doll was a term that was making certainly the sports radio rounds back when I was hosting a daily show. And I can tell you definitively, without a shadow of a doubt, that that is something that Matthew Stafford takes very, very seriously, that whole China doll thing. I would be drop-dead shocked if Matthew Stafford did not take the field down in Tampa next week.
No, I would be too. And you know something, listen, he's under center every Sunday. That's very rare in the National Football League. Now, in a league that basically tries to protect their quarterbacks, teams, it's a carousel with a lot of these teams. Look at Minnesota, and I could go on and on about that. Hey, I'm going to ask you real quick here before I let you go, and as always, Sean, thanks for coming on the show. Also driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, a good friend of yours. At Tampa, winner 6-6, four games to go, two on the road, two at home. Give me your thoughts, and listen, I don't hold anybody to this, and I'm not trying to hang you out to dry here. I'm asking you because I'm guessing 9-7 maybe gets you in. Do they win at Tampa?
No, I do think they win at Tampa. Tampa's a disaster, and a lot of people, yours truly included, thought that they would take a big step up this year. But there's something clearly wrong with this team. Mike, the crazy thing about it, okay, is again, the schedule sets itself up as such where you could go 3-1, you could go 4-0. But when you take a look at the NFC standings right now, 10-6 might not get you in. I mean, that's as crazy as it is right now. And one thing that really hurts the Lions is the team immediately ahead of them in the standings have all beaten the Lions. And that's just a dagger for the Lions when you're talking about this situation. But, you know, here we are talking again about the Lions going on some kind of a run, and they lost their last two games. So right now, maybe they should focus on one game at a time and do what they have to do there. Mike, if I were a betting man, I would say they go 3-1 and miss the playoffs.
Let's go down them. You got to win at Tampa. They beat Chicago at home. How about at Cincinnati?
I worry about that game because, this is a situation where again, you know, earlier they were doing well on the road. They were so bad yesterday. I think Andy Dalton and the Bengals can do some things against them. So the wild card, of course, is Aaron Rodgers back with the Green Bay Packers. Will that game mean anything? That is a wild card to be sure. But like I said, if I were a betting man, I would go 3-1 with flip a coin between losing down in Cincy and perhaps losing at home against Green Bay.
Good stuff, Sean. Thanks for coming on. Great hearing your voice.
Anytime, my friend. Take care.
Sean Belizean, Detroit Lions Radio Network, back with Rachel Davis, manager here at Rockets Bookstore. This is Drive Time, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket in Toledo.
Drive Time on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
A little petty for you, late, great Tom Petty. Glad to have you on board, everybody. My name's Mike Miller. Great guest sheet tonight, Terry Swanson. Running back, University of Toledo Rockets, coming off a 180-yard performance to win the MAC championship. Dave Briggs, Toledo Blade, joined us, their fine columnist, and Sean Belizean, Detroit Lions Radio Network. And we're always very happy to have Rachel Davis, on the air here from Rockets Bookstore. Big day tomorrow, Rachel. MAC championship T-shirts in town. It's funny, we got talking about a week 10 days ago. Kind of holding off, got your fingers crossed, you hope they win. Hats off to the Rockets and hats off to you guys for being ready with the merchandise.
We are so excited. Our shirts are going to be here. We have Maction T-shirts coming in tomorrow as well. They say get some Maction on them. They're pretty awesome. They will be $19.99. And we just got a new shipment of alumni, Crews and Hoods in. So that's an awesome Christmas present if you're looking for one.
Well, I see they're working on that as we speak. And also your 100th anniversary football team T-shirts for $16.99.
Yep, we have a few of those left. We also have a few crews and hoods of those left. They were limited edition, so you should get them while you can.
You know, some other notes you gave me about a month ago, I've been talking about going up and down this list. Are these all these items and these services for shipping, are all those things still in play?
We do have still free shipping on our website with orders over $25 with the code FREESHIP, and we do have a huge selection of $9.99 tees available, great stocking stuffers.
Hey, I wanted to ask you as well, holiday hours, anything that changes here?
Nothing has really changed so far. We'll probably be open a little bit later as we get closer to the holiday, just to get those last-minute shoppers in here.
Well, I will continue tomorrow on this show as well to remind everybody that the MAC Championship T-shirts are here and the MACtion T-shirts as well. Anything else, I mean, for the folks that are, I always say this because I know it's true, I'll be heading home in a couple of moments, stuck in traffic someplace that are tuned into the show for the holiday shopper and the holiday fan and the holiday person that are Rocket fans. Tell me about anything else that might appeal to them.
We have our buy one, get one half off going on right now on all sweats and jackets. So come and pick up one for a present and one for yourself. We also have T-shirts for every member of your family, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, even husband and wife.
Good stuff, Rachel. Good seeing you. And more importantly, thanks for the hospitality again today. I love coming over here. I hope you're swamped tomorrow, by the way, for those MAC Championship T-shirts as well. I'm sure all sizes available.
All sizes available from small to 2X.
Very good. Thanks, Rachel. That's Rachel Davis here, Rockets Bookstore. She's the manager. Another great show from here. I like this broadcast location. They're working on merchandise now as we speak. Tremendous, tremendous gift items, alumni, infants, little kids, men's, ladies, large selection. Again, Rockets Bookstore here on Bancroft. Keep them in mind for all your holiday shopping for the Rocket fan in your family. Again, everybody, JK is in tomorrow. I'll be at Sylvania Tam O'Shanter on Wednesday. JK in on Thursday, and I'll be at Bar 145 on Friday. Jim, great job back there, as always, appreciate it. Another edition of Dry Time in the Books. Thanks to Terry Swanson. Thanks to Dave Briggs. Thanks, of course, to Sean Belizean and Rachel Davis here at Rockets Bookstore. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Vito's Pizza phone line. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Mike Miller from Rockets Bookstore saying good night, everybody.